And welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Peace Be With You podcast. I'm your host, Dave Baumgartner. And, of course, I have Father Ryan with us here. And, Father Ryan, we are going to talk about some of the outreach programs, some of the things that are going on in the church here as, you know, everyone stays busy doing a number of different things. So I'll let you lead the way, and I'll kind of follow.
Well, thank you, Dave. This time of year, of course, we kind of get back into the groove for school and all the related activities, and you know, I don't think that we as a church are much different. We have things that we re-engage in that may have taken a little bit of a break over the summer, and then there are also things that we may have pursued over the summer that we maybe wouldn't have otherwise done during the school year.
Kind of
so,
kind of so come to the end.
It goes both ways. And one thing that I've been very impressed by as being the rector of St. Anne's is the robust sense of outreach. And we've done it in a number of ways, monetarily, certainly through the support of various nonprofit organizations in the community. And then We've done it in more concrete ways, for example, by serving at the food pantry, and we've also introduced a food insecurity committee that is specifically focused on matters of food insecurity in our immediate neighborhood. And so these are all ways in which St. Anne's as a congregation is taking the commission of Jesus to go out into the world and really to feed the flock and not just in a spiritual way.
Yeah, and I think one thing people need to be aware of course, is that you need a little grease to kind of grease the wheels, and that's where our different fundraising activities, where like for instance the tent sale, which was very successful, all of that money goes towards our outreach programs.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's what's great about it. It's giving back to the community there. And by the way, I do want to mention here that if you have things, we're already starting to collect some things for next year's tent sale. We've got the garage, some things in it already. So if you do happen to have something that you're thinking, I really don't need this around anymore, give me a call and we'll come out and pick it up, or you can drop it off and we'll store it away throughout the winter months and get it ready for the next garage sale. So we can do that.
Yes. And I think there's also, you know, as a community of faith, you know, I really want to emphasize the role that God's people have in responding to the needs that become evident throughout God's creation. And we do a lot of stuff, I think, just right in the community of Warsaw and in the surrounding region that I think have meaningful impacts on people and just make it clear, I believe, to those who are members of our congregation that this is what God's people are called to do.
Absolutely. And I think that it becomes more and more apparent there as we move throughout the year and the different things that we go through. And one of the things that we're going to be going through, I don't know if you're ready to talk about this, but I am for sure. We got the community dog show coming up.
Of course.
And I'm excited about this.
And I've been very impressed by the interest and dedication to getting this thing underway and the amount of support that we're getting not only from you, Dave, and from the committee that's putting this all together, but also people here in the community who are maybe not associated with St. Anne's and they're getting involved too.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
So really, yeah. Really great to see.
And that's the thing, it's a community-wide dog show. And the thing is, the driving forces behind this, Michi Petro and Brenda Rigdon, they're on the committee, and these guys are super organized. We cover all the different things. We have meetings once every couple of weeks to make sure that everything's staying on track and heading in the right direction. And we're looking for a really good turnout. We've got four different categories. A couple of them include the best costume, wagging tail, the best trick, stuff like that. There's going to be four different categories where your dog can enter those, and we can of course, have ribbons, and we'll have champions in each one of those groups, and then we'll have a best overall. So it's going to be just a fun day. It's going to happen October the 7th, the day before October the 8th, which is a Sunday, which is our Animal Blessing Day, which I think is something that's pretty neat that the Episcopal Church does here in Warsaw, Indiana, where we do the animal blessings. Although I've had a couple of dogs, I think it should have been an exorcism rather than a blessing. But nevertheless, it's a neat thing to do and a great activity, and we're looking forward to making that happen and the community getting involved in the first ever and the first annual St. Anne's Dog Show is what we're looking at here.
Good. The other bit that I think we'd broached briefly is the ministry to our immediate neighborhood, and I wanted to bring out again the Food Insecurity Committee and their work on getting an outdoor food pantry put up on the east side of the church building, and it's available for people who just need food and can go there anytime. It's open, unlocked, and available to have any sort of non-perishable items put there by by people who wish to do so, but also more importantly to have something for people who have no food or insufficient food to get them by. And so I want to highlight the fact that as a church, we've identified what a specific need is in our neighborhood, and especially since the closure of the Owens supermarket in downtown Warsaw, the availability for people to obtain food without four wheels, without transportation to get them to and from a supermarket has made that process much more difficult. And so all kinds of things, maybe poverty, maybe not having a car, maybe not being fleet of foot. Right. There's all kinds of considerations that just made it seem like, hey, this is something that we can do that probably isn't going to take a lot of effort, but can have a positive impact for people who need it.
And people can it goes the other way too. You can drop stuff off,
correct,
and put it in the vault there or in the cabinetry there. That's easy enough to do. And again, it needs to be non-perishable items. It can also be stuff like even laundry soap or deodorant or
and
things like that. Just things that people need on a day-to-day basis. But certainly, food is at the top of the list there for many people. And the other good thing too, once you pick up some food, you can swing around the front of the church and pick up a good book to read, because we got our little open library box there that you can pick a book out and take it and read it. So
oh yes, thanks,
we got
for,
you covered.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dave. And another important highlight of kind of some things that we're doing in our immediate neighborhood. And as far as the pantry is concerned, it's easily identifiable by the big lighthouse. We call it the beacon. There's the symbol of the Diocese of Northern Indiana, and it's a Lake Michigan lighthouse. And we have clearly identified on the east and on the south of that cabinet the lighthouse to bring you to where you need to be if you wish to drop something off or pick something up.
Certainly an appropriate symbol because it provides a lighthouse and provides a safe way for people to get their hands on some food and other sundry items that you might need on a day-to-day basis in your household.
By all means.
I just want to also, and we talked about it before we went on to record the podcast there, the idea of, the Lord's command to us is to feed the sheep, okay? Now, that literally can be that way, and of course, it certainly is that way spiritually also, and that's why we always want to invite people to come in, and we're getting more and more people coming in to St. Anne's and enjoying the sermons and enjoying the fellowship and the food afterwards and all the different good things that happen. And By the way, I wanted to point something out that was brought up in a meeting was that at St. Anne's, if you are a baptized Christian, you can take communion. You are welcome to the Lord's table. There's no restrictions.
By all means, and we welcome people, but regardless of their denomination, and we simply ask that you come forward with your put your hands out and receive the body of Christ and know that Christ died for your sins and you are forgiven and strengthened and freed to go forth from the table and to live your life as a child of God. So we really want to extend not only the welcome in an abstract sense, but also in a very real and tangible sense.
Most certainly. Well, I tell you what, Father, I think we've covered pretty much everything we want to talk about here right now. We do, like I said, we encourage everyone to come. We have an 8 o'clock service on Sunday. We have a 10:15 service on Sunday. And then Wednesday, there's a service also, Father. Is that accurate?
5:30 in the chapel, yes.
There you go. So doors are open and the arms are wide open for people to get a sense of belonging. And my whole career and education and all that kind of thing, I found more and more, of course, I dealt a lot with kids, young people, they want to belong to things. They want to be part of the football team or part of the drama club or part of the band, to feel like you're getting something accomplished. And I think we certainly do push that agenda at St. Anne's, too. We want people involved. And, the greatest gift you can have and the feeling you have is when you give to others. And, that's what I really love about St. Anne's and what we do and try to reach out to people and help wherever we possibly can. And it makes it fun for everybody when everyone rolls up their sleeves and goes to work to get things done.
So. By all means. And I think those folks that I can think of, young and old alike, who have stepped forward to be a part of various ministries at the church. And I can tell you one of the most rewarding things as a priest to see is to see somebody really find their niche in the congregation's ministry and do something that they love and can do well and really flourish that's a heck of a lot better than just being told to do something. To be able to identify, bring forth your gifts and find a place to flourish.
Talents.
I just think it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Father Ryan, thanks for being with us so much for this Peace Be With You podcast. We hope everyone has enjoyed what we talk about. We're always open for suggestions and what people want to talk about on the podcast. We would welcome anybody to come to our podcast if they, want to talk about different spiritual things or things that, feel like they have strong feelings about that we need in our community as well as our church. We're open to those kind of ideas also. So, Father Ryan, once again, thanks for being with us.
And thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And this will bring to an end this episode of the Peace Be With You podcast. So, as we often say and always say at the Episcopal Church, peace be with you.